With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says it's time to put a stop to this.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years.
The president imposing reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners, ranging anywhere from 10 to 49%. The higher U.S. tariffs, still generally far less than those imposed by other countries on American goods. The BBC's Katja Adler with overseas reaction.
The European Commission think a global trade war is in nobody's interest, but they think they need to stand firm. The Commission has prepared a range of possible retaliatory measures, but in the meantime, a lot of concern in the countries who are likely to be most hit. Think about Germany, 25% tariffs on cars, and France, the winemakers, the champagne makers. Both of those industries in Germany and in France look to the US for 20% of their income. So, you know, they expect to be hit hard by this.
Wall Street futures are plunging this morning. The financial markets in a tizzy over the president's tariffs. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel has carried out a fresh wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip. The Israelis trying to pressure Hamas into releasing the dozens of hostages it is still holding. Hungary plans to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The announcement comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits Hungary. The court has issued a war crimes arrest warrant for the Israeli leader. Powerful storms, including tornadoes, slammed parts of the South and the Midwest overnight. At least one person was killed. In addition to tornadoes and high winds, there's widespread flooding as well. Hundreds of thousands have been left without power from Mississippi north to Michigan. On Wall Street, Dow futures down more than 1,000 points. NASDAQ futures off 651. This is SRN News. Who do you talk to at church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they are single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal uncertainty over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. The proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament as soon as part of a broader civil code reform. This is SRN News. Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow makes it official. She's running for the soon-to-be-vacant seat of U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
McMorrow's announcement comes as little surprise as she had already indicated she was considering a run to replace Peters, who won't be running for re-election. McMorrow's on the progressive edge of Democrat politics and has spoken openly about the need for fresh ideas and leadership in the party, something that suggests that if elected, she could join the chorus of progressive voices against Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Maryland lawmakers have passed a slavery reparations bill that would create a commission to study the issue and make recommendations. The bill now goes to Democrat Governor Wes Moore, who says he will consider it. Potential reparations outlined would include, but are not limited to, official statements of apology, monetary compensation, property tax rebates, and social service aid. More details at SRNnews.com.